Welcome to Daily in the Word, a ministry of Dr. Paul Chappell and the Lancaster Baptist Church in Lancaster, California. For more from Dr. Chappell, visit his blog at paulchappell.com. And for books and other resources for Christian growth, visit strivingtogether.com.
The root system of a tree is what holds it in place, keeps it stable, and provides strength and nourishment. Friend, how's your root system doing? Next on Daily in the Word with Paul Chappell, we're going to study Rooted in Christ. Stay with us. If you don't have a healthy spiritual root system, then every other part of your life is impacted negatively. Your root system is what holds you in place when storms come and trials and difficulty. Your root system is what draws nutrients into your life and provides spiritual strength and stability and hope. And friend, the Bible says we're to be rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. This program comes to you every Monday through Friday, and as we begin a new year, we're beginning with a new series, Rooted in Christ. I hope you'll take a moment to visit online, dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. You'll find on the website a link to a daily devotional from Dr. Chappell that will help you become more rooted and grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ in the new year. You'll find links to lots of other resources that will help you to grow spiritually, and much more information about Pastor Chappell and his ministry at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. Well, now we invite you to open your Bible to Colossians chapter 2 and Psalm 1 as we study Rooted in Christ.
We're here today because we want to grow. We want to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But the challenge this morning is simple. There is no growth where there are no roots deeply in Jesus Christ. When we are not rooted and grounded in Christ, then the desire for growth is superficial. It's just a cliche. It's really never going to happen. And I don't know if you've noticed it like I've been noticing it lately, but it seems to me that nothing is rooted very much anymore in society. It seems like families are no longer rooted like they used to be. It seems like economies are no longer rooted in basic fundamentals like they used to be. It seems to me that in many cases, governments and in many situations, even churches are no longer rooted like they once were in the truths of the Word of God. Everything in our society today is being uprooted. And that, my friends, is why the theme, Rooted in Christ. I want to give you five quick reasons why you need this sermon series, why we need to make Colossians 2:7 a reality in our lives. I want you to capture these with me. Number one, we need to be rooted because false teachers will abound in the last days, and false teachings will abound in the last days. And my friends, they're going to be coming from door to door. They're going to be on the radio, on the television, pronouncing all kinds of damnable heresies. Now, I'm not talking about things we tolerate and accept and acquiesce to. I mean teachings that if you believe them would damn your soul. I don't watch a lot of television preachers and don't really watch a lot of television. And last Sunday even, we had a service at 11 o'clock, and so I thought, well, let me see what's on television, religious broadcasting, and boy, oh boy, did I see some wackos on television. And I'm not just looking for a fight or looking to be mean. I'm just being honest with you, some real strange birds. Here's one fella in particular caught my attention by the name of Apollo, I don't know how to say his name, Kiboloy or something, from the Philippines. Notice the caption under his name, ladies and gentlemen. One of the fastest growing TV ministries, one of the fastest growing churches in Canada today, by a man who proclaims himself to be the appointed Son of God. And by the way, if you're new at this, that's what we call heresy. All right. There's only one appointed Son of God, and His name is Jesus Christ. And we're here to worship Him today. And guys like this are abounding. I mean, we can talk about some of the cults that have been mentioned in previous messages and so forth. But I want you to look into your notes there and look what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11:13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. In the last days, there will be false teachers transforming themselves into angels of light. And because of that, we need to get grounded in what the Bible says. Your adult Bible class teachers will have some materials next week specifically dealing with these issues and making them available to you to be aware of some of the growing cults in the world today. Secondly, we need this series because of the cultural drift away from God. There is a great cultural drift in America away from God. The fastest growing belief system in America is no belief in God. And we must recognize that without an intentional rootedness, it would be easy to drift away. USA Today did a little survey a few weeks ago, and 44% in a Baylor University study said that they spend in America no time thinking about eternity or seeking eternal wisdom. 44% of Americans. Later, Lifeway Research in the same article said that 46% of their responders said they never think about heaven, they never wonder about where they'll spend their eternity. And I'm going to tell you something, their first minute in hell, they will think about heaven. But the nearly half of Americans today don't really think about eternity. 18% scoffed at the idea that God has a plan for their life individually. The statistics go on. America is in a drift spiritually. And because of that, a wise Christian would say, you know what? With America drifting, I need to get rooted down into my relationship with Jesus Christ. There's a third reason we need this, and that is what I'm calling the pull of the flesh. The pull of the flesh. Call it sanguine, call it phlegmatic, call it melancholy, call it what you want to call it. The flesh oftentimes pulls us away from being rooted in Jesus Christ. Look at Galatians 5:17. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Now, when you got saved, you were born again by the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit took up residence in your life, but you still live in a fleshly body, and you still have those emotions that sometimes will pull you away from church attendance, Bible reading, will make you feel like it doesn't matter, will get you depressed or discouraged. And many Christians at Lancaster Baptist Church who are never going to acquiesce to false teachers and cults. And they're not going to drift away from their hope and belief in heaven. But many, because of the flesh, will stay at home and forget to read their Bible. And before they know it, though they're saved, Baptist, though they know that Jesus is the Son of God, many people who stood in the choir looking like this tree aren't even in church this morning. People that have been baptized in that baptistry, perhaps, are hung over this morning because the flesh is ruling in their life. Many perhaps are depressed and discouraged. I'm telling you that the flesh can cause us to drift like a tumbleweed, my friends. And because the flesh is so strong to pull men away into temptation and women into discouragement, this would be a good year to get rooted deeply in Jesus Christ. There's a fourth reason. The fourth reason is the uprooting of the family. You see, it seems like in America, many people over the years have found that their rootedness, besides the Lord, came from a strong familial relationship, a marriage, a family. But we're seeing more and more families that looked good in church, but suddenly, boom, they fell over because we didn't realize there was nothing at the root. Notice what the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, boasters, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. And we're seeing many families, Christian families, yes, Christian families, that don't get rooted in Christ, and they're drifting away from their vows, and they're drifting away from what the Bible says is right. I'm going to tell you straight up this morning, it's not enough to be a Baptist. It's not enough just to go to church. It's not even, I'm not impressed today, though I think it's good to come to God's house, and I'm glad some of you have on a tie and a suit, but I got to tell you something, God sees through those ties and suits. God knows who's rooted and who's not, you see. We this year need to recognize the importance of being rooted and grounded in Christ. There's a fifth reason we need this series, and that is the removal of ancient landmarks. Now look at this verse, Proverbs 22:28. Everybody with me so far? Come on, this is just the introduction. You got to stick with me. I haven't started even preaching yet. Everybody with me so far? All right, stay with me now. Proverbs 22:28. Look at your notes there. It says, "Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set." Let's say that one together. Ready, begin. Remove not. Now, the landmark in the Old Testament times was literally a pillar at the corner of the field, and it said, this is a property ownership, this is the position of this family, the position of that family. But Solomon, when he used the term, is speaking not about property merely. He's speaking about the ancient landmarks of society, the character posts of society. And many of those are being removed. We think about the ACLU and their attempt to remove the Ten Commandments from public squares. And we think about how in many places across America, the ancient landmark, just simple things like praying in school, praying to God, acknowledging God, things like thou shalt not lie. Well, you wouldn't want to put a sign on a schoolhouse that says thou shalt not lie. Somebody might obey that, you know. So they've taken it down. They're removing the ancient landmarks of America. The Christian principles that made this country great and the landmarks of Scripture. And as they're being removed, our society has begun to float and we're drifting like a tumbleweed in the desert without any roots. I like what David Wells said. He said, "Today we are neither rooted nor do we have much sense of belonging. We are in fact the uprooted generations, the disconnected, the drifters, the alone. We are being blown around by the windstorms of this modern world. Our roots in families, place, and work have all withered or been cut off." Now, I'm not trying to discourage you this morning. I'm trying to help you realize it's not an option whether or not you need to get into God's Word and God's house. It's not kind of an option of whether or not we need to come next week and the week after or to the winter revival. I'm telling you, my friend, if we're not rooted this year, you're going to be drifting like a tumbleweed. Church to church, state to state, marriage to marriage, greener pasture, thought to thought, philosophy to philosophy, feeling to feeling, drifting, 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 unless we get rooted and grounded in Christ. And this year, with all of the cultural shifting and drifting, I want to challenge you to buck that trend. I want you to join with me this morning in saying, there is a drift in the land and I'm not drifting. There is a shallowness in the land spiritually and I'm not interested in going that direction. Buck the trend of shallow living. But here's the deal. You have to make that personal in your own life. There's lots of reasons for that. Here's one reason. The thing that I am preaching to you about, your heart with God, the rootedness with Christ, what I'm going to preach to you about tonight is something that I can't see how you're doing. It's something that no one really knows how you're doing except you and God. Illustration, this beautiful pine tree right here, I'd say it's about a 20-foot pine tree, standing up tall, looking good, but there's a part of this tree that none of us see, and that's the most important part. It's the part I'm preaching about this morning. It's the root system. You can't even see it. So it's easy to go to your adult Bible class. It's easy to come to church. It's easy to be on a church staff or be a deacon and bluff that you're doing all right, but really nobody really knows. And I've seen people that look great, and then one day, pow, they're not in that choir. Pow. They're not in that marriage. Boom, they fall over because apparently there never were any real roots in Christ developing in their life, you see. And the fact of the matter is it has to be made personal because I can preach to you, but I can't do your Bible reading for you. I can preach to you, but I can't say your prayers for you. At some point, you have to say, I will be rooted and grounded I will strive for depth in my relationship with Christ and my knowledge of Him and His Word. So how does that happen? If there's anybody here this morning who agrees with me that culture is drifting, that false teachers are abounding, that families are drifting like a tumbleweed, and yes, we do need to be rooted, how will that happen in practical terms? Well, I want you to notice with me, first of all, as we just begin with the very basics, I want you to see in your notes this morning the planting of spiritual roots. The first thing you got to do before you can get rooted in depth is get planted in the first place. You've got to be planted in Christ. So let's look at our text this morning and notice, if you would, in verse 6 what the Bible says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord." As ye have received Christ Jesus the Lord. So when we talk about the rootedness of life, we are talking about the origin of life. When you think of roots, sometimes someone says, "What's your roots?" And by the way, sometimes people like to talk about, "My roots are Asian, black, you know, white, you know, my roots are Filipino, my roots are Mexican," whatever. And you know, that's all good and fine. That's fine. Some people use those terms merely for a point of divisiveness. But let me tell you what this morning, none of that really matters. Let me tell you what really matters. Are you rooted in Christ? See, so I know people. I got people. Wow. I got connections. Wow. See, I'm not really concerned. I know a lot of people in Lancaster. So do I, and most of them are reprobates. It's not about who you know or who you're connected to in this world that we're emphasizing. What we're talking about is, are you rooted in Jesus? That's what matters. So, the word root denotes your origin. Where does your spiritual vitality originate from? And I got to tell you, it has nothing to do with who you know or where you came from. It has everything to know with, are you rooted in Jesus? So have you been planted? So here he says in verse number 6, "As ye have therefore received Christ," Ephesians 3:17, "that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love." You see, you are made for a person and for a place. Jesus is the person and heaven is the place. And God has a plan for your life, and that plan is that you would come to know His Christ as Savior. And when you do, then you are planted. That's when your life begins. Listen very carefully, very simply. You can't get rooted till you've been planted. And you aren't planted until you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. So that's where everything really begins. There is a planting in Christ. Then, letter B, there can be the pursual of Christ, the pursuing of Christ, the rooted, the depth that comes in knowing Christ. And that's what verse 7 says, rooted and built up in Him. Rooted and built up in Him. Now, there's three ways that we can pursue this depth of which I speak this morning. There's three ways that we can pursue this matter of being rooted and built up in Christ. Number one, we must walk with Him. By walking with Him, look at verse 6. "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him." That means now that you've been planted, you don't want to pull yourself away from the Word, from the water, from a relationship with Christ. You don't want to give up. You don't want to allow your Christology to waver. You don't want to allow your faith in Christ to waver. And you see, Christianity really is a human being enjoying a relationship with Almighty God. It's a matter of hearing Him through His Word. It's a matter of talking to Him through prayer. It's a matter of walking with Him. Hey, we're not talking today about, I joined the church. Lots of people join church who are never saved. We're talking about an abiding, nourishing relationship into which you grow up as you are rooted down in, not the church, in Jesus Christ and His Word. It is a relationship. So that's what it means when it says, walk with Him. The songwriter wrote years ago, the old hymn, some of you remember, and I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and He walks with me, and He talks with me. And some of you need to get in the midst of those roses this year, and you need to smell the fragrance of Jesus this year, and you need to know the fertilization of His Word and the water of His Word, and spend time with Him this year, walking with Him. Notice, secondly, it says in verse 7, we're to be rooted in Him. Now, I will assume that most of you have been planted in Christ. Most of you have been saved. If that happens, the Bible says your heart is like good soil that receive the word of God. Look what it says in Matthew 13, verse 5. Some seed falls on stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away, you see. And so the root has to be properly planted in Christ and nourished by the water of the word of God, unless it will root away. The word root means to render firm, to fix, to establish. And God wants your life to go seeking after the nutrients that are found in Jesus Christ, to get rooted in Christ. That's why it's important to be in God's house with your Bible open, with your heart open. That's why it's important to open the Word of God personally this year and be rooted and grounded in Christ, you see. Number one, we must walk in the Word, rooted in the Word. Thirdly, then, we must be planted in the Word. Now, look there in your notes. Look at Psalm 1, verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, that's the Bible, doth he meditate day and night? Doth he meditate day and night? Now, let me ask you a question right now. What's on your mind? Whatever's on your mind will control you. Whatever's on your mind, you might be trying to do a good job at work, but if something else is on your mind, that's going to overcast everything else. That's why sometimes at work, they'll give to a police officer personal leave. They don't want on his mind major other life issues when he's about to pull the gun. What's on your mind? Because God says, I want you to meditate in my word day and night. I want my word to be prevalent in your heart, in your mind. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted. So this man, this godly man, is like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, the terrain in Israel, much like Lancaster, is dry and arid. And so the symbolism that David uses in this psalm is the symbolism of a tree that is flourishing in the place where other things are not flourishing. And it is only because at the root of this tree, there is a source of water, a source of strength that is bringing about this great growth that is so evident. And after 25 years of pastoring the Lancaster Baptist Church, which I believe is one of the great miracles of God in the Western United States, I love our church. I'm proud of what God has done. I love you people, but I am concerned that there are many members of this church who do not delight in the Word of God, who are not planted like a tree by the rivers of water, letting God root you and ground you down in his word. And I think many times members of our church try to absorb as much of the culture as we can and then just fit God in where we can. And this year, if that's your mode, this will be an uncomfortable year. And I hope just uncomfortable enough to till your soil enough so the water can get down to your roots. I mean, uncomfortable in a good way, so that we'll move the dirt a little bit and let God's word get down where it needs to get. You know, I was a kid one time at summer camp in the seventh grade. They had a little chart. They were trying to teach us this principle. And I think this was maybe a navigator's chart. I'm not sure who published it initially. But I love the principle of it. Christ-centered living. Fellowship, that's the church. The Word of God, that's my devotions. Witnessing, that's not being ashamed of Christ. Prayer, that's talking to God. But at the middle of it all is Jesus himself.
Well, friend, you've been listening to Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. We're studying in this series, Rooted in Christ, how to develop a healthy and a strong root system through our relationship with the Lord and our study of His Word, how to become grounded and rooted and settled in our relationship with Him. Friend, do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? That relationship begins the moment you trust Him as Savior, the moment you place your faith in Him. And that happens when you call upon Him in belief and you say, Lord Jesus, I want you to come into my heart and save me from my sin and save me from myself and give me your gift of eternal life. Friend, if you've never made that decision, we encourage you to make that decision right now. It's simple, it's vital, it's the greatest decision you could ever make, and if you have questions, we'd love to talk with you more about it. We do love to hear from listeners, and we enjoy hearing your feedback and knowing that our program is touching your life. There's a couple ways you can get a hold of us. First of all, by toll-free phone number. That is 1-800-201-7748. 1-800-201-7748. Or you can visit us online at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. When you visit the website, you can click on the link to email us or get a hold of us. We would love to hear from you. You'll also find many resources that will help you in your spiritual growth and in your relationship with Christ. Many resources that will help you do exactly what we're talking about in our present series, to become rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. And don't forget, you're invited to the Alaska Cruise, August 9th through 16th, 2014. Join Pastor Chapel and guests and friends from all over the country for a week of tremendous Bible teaching and preaching, Christian fellowship, wonderful music, and the beauty and grandeur of Alaska's Inside Passage. You can find out more information about the cruise or reserve your place when you visit again, dailyintheword.org. Don't forget, that's the Alaska Cruise, August 9th through the 16th, 2014. Thanks for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word, and until next time, have a great day.